What's the matter?
My mother caught me.
Caught you? Doing what?
You know. I was alone.
You mean?
She caught you? Where?
I stopped by the house to drop the car off, and I went inside for a few minutes. Nobody was there. They're supposed to be working. My mother had a Glamour magazine. I started leafing through.
Glamour?
So one thing led to another.
So what did she do?
First she screams, George, what are you doing? My God! And it looked like she was going to faint. She started clutching the wall, trying to hang on to it. Man. I didn't know whether to try and keep her from falling or zip up.
What did you do?
I zipped up.
So she fell?
Yeah. Well, I couldn't run over there the way I was.
No, I guess you
couldn't. I wouldn't think so.
So she fell, and then she started screaming, my back, my back. So I picked her up. I took her to the hospital.
Oh, how is she?
She's in traction.
Sorry.
I don't understand you. I really don't. You have nothing better to do at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? I go out for a quart of milk. I come home and find my son treating his body like it was an amusement park.
Ma.
Don't give me Ma. It's a good thing I didn't hit the table. I could have cracked my head open.
People can hear you.
Too bad you can't do that for a living. You'd be very successful at it. You could sell out Madison Square Garden. Thousands of people could watch you. You could be a big star. I want you to go see a psychiatrist.
No, I am not going to see a psychiatrist.
Why? Why not? Why won't you go?
Because I don't want to.
I want you to go see somebody.
Well, I am not going.
Now there's a mom right there. Wouldn't you say?
I recognize that, Mom.
So in honor of Mother's Day, who do you think the TV's most memorable mom is? You can call her, you can text me, 312-981-7200. Classics like all the way back to Lucy Ricardo, Carol Brady, Marion Cunningham, Jane Wyatt, who played Margaret Anderson on Father Knows Best, Esther Rolle, who played Florida on Good Times. Was it Olivia Walton, Norma Arnold from The Wonder Years, Laura Petrie, The Dick Van Dyke Show, Marie Barone from Everybody Loves Raymond? The list goes on. Roger, what would you say? Top TV
mom. Wow. Well, I think I...
Nope.
The top... What? Oh, you're asking me the top mom?
Yeah, what would you say?
The Marge
Simpson. Like your favorite. Your favorite.
Marge Simpson.
Marge Simpson is your favorite.
Well, not necessarily my favorite, but I think she'd probably be the top mom.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Ashley?
I got Beverly Goldberg.
Oh, from the Goldbergs. Okay, all
she's
right.
Just
okay.
Like my mother, super.
Is that right?
Super in your face, and my mom knows it too. She's like, "That's me." You, I love
she knows
she's
it.
Me. She's like in your face.
In your face.
Mom,
oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You gotta love her.
And it is all somewhat generational, except for Roger Simpson's. Okay, you know that's 31
off the top
seasons,
of my head. Yeah. But I think, and I'm trying to remember her name from Lassie.
June.
Lockhart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was kind of a weird situation, but I mean, it was she was a single mom.
Yeah.
In that show, but she was so relaxed on her. Of course, you know, Timmy was the one who got excited, and so did Lassie. So I guess that was taken care of as far as, you know, going over the top. But she was always so cool, and there were a lot of moms early on, June Cleaver.
Yeah, June Cleaver would be another.
I
would say Marion Cunningham was my favorite mom.
Yeah, see, you came, that's a little later on. She was cool.
Yeah.
But that wasn't in my wheelhouse at the time. And I've got one little thing, and it doesn't really matter about the mother.
Yeah.
It's, I don't go for dysfunctional families. So any dysfunctional family, I'm kind of turned off to all the characters. So I'm more along the lines of a, very, very, not laid-back family, but What would you...
Normal, average American family.
Even though they probably were not normal. I think most American families were a little dysfunctional.
815 says the mom from the Gilmore Girls. There's a 773, Marge Simpson from The Simpsons. There you go. Lily Munster.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Lois Griffin from Family Guy. Samantha Stevens from Bewitched. Anne Romano from One Day at a Time. Edith Bunker from All in the Family, Roseanne Conner from Roseanne. I've got a few clips of some moms before I play a little game show with you here. Let's do a little bit. You mentioned June Cleaver, so let's talk about the 1950s. Let's listen to a little clip from Leave It to Beaver.
Girls are kind of lucky, don't they, Mom?
Why do you say that?
Well, they don't have to be smart. They don't have to get jobs or anything. All they got to do is get married.
Right.
Well, Beaver, being smart isn't exactly a drawback to marriage.
Well, if they don't get married, well, they can become dressmakers or cut people's nails in a barbershop or take care of kids and a lot of other dumb stuff.
Well, Beaver, today girls can be doctors and lawyers, too, you know. They're just as ambitious as boys are.
Olivia Walton, Caroline Ingalls from the Waltons, Peg Bundy from Married with Children. I'm reading text here from 630.
Oh, okay.
60s, Mrs. Brady, Florence Henderson. Let's take a listen.
Oh, no!
Mom's favorite vase.
She always says, don't play ball in the house.
Or does she? Carol Brady always says,
hi, honey, how was your day?
She sometimes says,
will somebody please tell me what's going on?
Once she said,
don't tell me those rabbits got into the shower with Greg.
But she never in all 117 episodes ever said,
don't play ball in the house.
Yep, never said it.
Never said it.
The kids claimed it, but never, never happened. 1970s, Marion Cunningham. Let's take a listen.
All the hair-brained irresponsible. I've got to be in a meeting in a half an hour, and I don't have any dinner, and I've got a limp fez.
Marion, do this. Marion, do that. You want your dinner? I'll get your dinner. You got it. I'll get your dinner. 1,000 times I can do it with my eyes. Here is your salad.
All frozen.
Your vegetable. Great. Let it up.
There you go. There you go. 301 says, great TV moms include Mrs. Cunningham, June Cleaver, the mom in The Wonder Years, Donna Reed, and My Mother, the Car.
Yeah, I remember kidding, My Mother, the Car, The Voice. Yeah, sure. That 80s. Lasted, what, two seasons, I think?
Yeah. 80s. You know, there's a couple of shows that are now just tainted, which is Roseanne and The Cosby Show.
Yeah.
They're still outstanding shows. I don't care. You know, you got to set aside what goes on behind the scenes to the quality of the show that was put on television. Cosby Show was a phenomenal show. Claire Huxtable, 80s mom. Let's take a listen.
Would you and Dr. Huxtable like some coffee?
Coffee?
Yeah, coffee.
You mean you're going to get it?
Yes. You're surprised?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Huxtable. I didn't think you did that kind of thing.
What kind of thing?
You know, serve.
Serve whom?
Serve him.
Oh, serve him! As in serve your man?
Well, yeah.
Let me tell you something, Elvis. You see, I am not serving Dr. Huxtable, okay?
Okay.
That's the kind of thing that goes on in a restaurant. Now, I'm going to bring him a cup of coffee, just like he brought me a cup of coffee this morning. And that, young man, is what marriage is made of. It is give and take 50-50. And if you don't get it together and drop these macho attitudes, you are never going to have anybody bringing you anything, anywhere, any place, anytime, ever.
I love it.
Very strong character.
I love
Very
it.
Very strong.
Yeah.
What would you like in your coffee?
Maybe I could get you some coffee.
Very nicely done. Very nicely done. Let's see here. Marie Barone from Everybody Loves Raymond from the 90s. Let's take a listen.
Maybe you could all use some advice from someone who's in a position to give it.
See what you did, Amy?
You think we have nothing to offer? We've been married 46 years. We've seen the lows and we've seen the highs.
What day was the high?
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. That 46 years. Bridget and I are 43?
Good Lord.
Do we act? Oh, don't.
Yep.
No.
No. Yeah. 815, the mom from The Kids are All Right. Very good. Great show. I'm mad that they're getting canceled. Is that show getting canceled?
The Kids Are All Right.
The Kids Are All Right. I've heard so much about that show. Carmela Soprano, the 2000s.
Oh, here's one of your favorites.
Here's dealing with her daughter. Let's take a listen.
You want some lunch? I was just going to sit down to a tuna sand.
Onions in the morning.
Actually, it's 2 o'clock.
Going out by the pool.
What, Mom? You were going to get up at 8:30 to be at TCBY Yogurt when the manager got there.
It's like 5 days till school starts. What's the use of getting a job now?
Oh, I don't know. A few textbooks you could buy, pairs of socks, and anything that we don't have to supply.
Look, Mom, this whole thing about working between now and start of class is all about you being pissed because I'm an intern at the Paper Mill Playhouse this summer.
We bought you a car so you could drive back and forth to your internship. You don't feel bad that you didn't live up to your end of the deal?
Jesus, we've been through this how many times? There was no stagecraft whatsoever in what they had me doing at the Playhouse. Xeroxing does not count towards a drama minor internship.
Did you call the drama department? Check that out.
Like, I haven't been through enough this year. 12 credits, 2 semesters in a row, and I'm not entitled to a summer?
You hardly...
Hello? Are you kidding? Listen, can I call you back?
You hardly broke a C, Meadow, your entire second semester.
Maybe you forgot my ex-boyfriend died?
Your grades started going down the tubes while you were still going out with Jackie.
Grades? Jesus, did you ever lose a friend at my age? Did you ever have to grieve when you were 19?
Meadow, honey, you should have been working this summer. If only to feel good about yourself, get your mind off of Jackie, instead of laying out by that pool.
I read, Mom, out by that pool. Probably half the canon.
The canon, okay. What is that now?
Now? The great books, Western literature, dead white males, who even in their reductionism have quite interesting things to say about death and loss. Maybe more interesting than what you have to say.
Is Mary Higgins Clark a part of that group? Because that's what I saw you reading every time I passed by the pool.
Anyway,
yeah.
This is Sopranos. Let's take a listen to Claire Dunphy from Modern Family. In its last season.
Mom, that was 20 minutes.
Mom, I am so, so sorry. I know it's no excuse, but I've been feeling a lot of pressure at school. You know, with friends. And I love you so much, and I appreciate everything you do for me. I'm still your little girl.
Oh, honey. That is so sweet.
Can I get $20? A bunch of us are going to a movie, and we're going to get something neat afterwards.
Yeah.
Jenna's brother's going to take us home.
Okay, of course.
Often did
sweetie,
you
know what?
Yeah.
Take 40.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That's right.
Thanks.
Go on.
She gets out of the car in front of all the other kids and yells this out the window.
Oh, Alex, honey, when you're out shopping, you might want to pick yourself up a training bra. I know you don't need one now, but your little boobies are going to come in soon. Mommy loves you, kitten. Mwah, mwah.
Wow.
Teach her to screw with me.
Wow.
Teach her to screw with me. I love it. I love it. All right, we're going to do a little game show here, Roger Badish.
Ooh.
And you got just about 5-10 seconds to answer these questions. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you, this is a MeTV quiz.
All right.
For Mother's Day that you can find at MeTV.com. And, you know, you have to, I'm going to name the kids of a TV series.
Right.
And you got to tell me what show they're from, okay?
All right, I'll try.
Okay, number one, Marcia, Greg, Peter, Jan, Cindy, and Bobby.
Is it Brady Bunch?
Oh, no, but who's the mom? Is it Alice, Samantha, or Carol?
Carol.
Very good. We should have gotten some dings in here, too. All right.
Yeah.
Lisa, Bart, and Maggie. Is it Marge, Lois, or Peggy?
Marge.
Boom.
Ding, ding, ding.
Wally and Theodore. Is it June, Erica, or Felicia?
June.
Boom.
Ding, ding, ding.
June. Wait, just literally, hold on a second. I just lost my internet connection to the studio. That's great.
Oh, no.
That's great. All right, here we go. Richie, Joni, and Chuck. Is it Beth, Edith, or Marion?
Marion. Ding, ding, ding.
Judy and Elroy. Is it Velma, Jane, or Wilma?
Say it again.
Judy and Elroy.
Right, I got that.
Is it Velma, Jane, or Wilma?
Jane!
Jane Jetson.
Ding, ding,
that's
ding.
Right. Eunice, Ellen, and Vinton.
Holy smokes, what?
Eunice, yes. Ellen, and Vinton. Ellie Mae, Thelma, or Flo? It's Mama's Family, Thelma.
Oh, all right, sorry.
Keith and Lori and Danny and Chris and Tracy. Is it Laverne, Shirley, or Barbara?
Barbara.
No, it's Shirley Jones. Shirley Partridge. Keith and Lori and Danny and Chris and Tracy. I did
you trick me. All right.
Pugsley and Wednesday. Is it Samantha, Elvira, or Morticia?
Morticia.
Very good.
Ding, ding, ding.
Marilyn and Eddie. Is it Vicky, Lily, or Angelica?
Lily.
Okay, very good.
Ding, ding, ding.
Alex and Mallory and Jennifer and Andy. Is it Christine, Elise, or Elaine? Very
ding, ding,
good.
Ding.
Family ties. Denise, Theo, Vanessa, and Rudy. Alice, Claire, or Louise?
Claire.
That's correct. The Cosby Show.
Ding, ding, ding.
Mike and Carol and Ben and Chrissy.
Too many dang kids.
Is it Lisa, Maggie, or Kate?
Say, give me the kids again.
Mike and Carol, Ben and Chrissy.
Give me the mother's names.
Lisa, Maggie, and Kate.
I'd say Kate.
No, it's Maggie.
Ooh.
Look that up, Ashley. Tell me what show that is. I don't even know. So it's Carol, Ben, and Chrissy. Mike, Carol, Ben, and Chrissy. Maggie's the mom. What show is that from? What am I missing?
I know Chrissy, and I forgot. Is that... No, that's...
All right, here's another one. J.R., Gary, and Bobby. Is it Miss Sophia, Miss Ellie, or Miss Sarah?
I think it's Miss Ellie.
It's Miss Ellie from Dallas.
Ding, that's ding, right. Ding.
Betty Joe, Bobby Joe, Billy Joe. Is it Kate, Josephine, or Mary?
Wow.
Betty Joe, Kate, Billy Joe,
I know
Bobby
who you're
Joe.
Talking the little long time of the
Betty Joe
rest
Kate,
at the junction.
Josephine, or Mary?
I think
Mary.
It's Kate.
It is Kate.
Oof.
David and Ricky, Henrietta, Hester, or Harriet?
Harriet.
It's Growing Pains, by the way, the other one was. I couldn't get it right away.
Okay.
Mike and Carol and Ben and Chrissy. I don't know. There was a kid added at the end. They always added a kid when the ratings were dumping.
That's what threw me, I think.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. John Boy, Jason, Mary Ellen, Aaron, Ben, Jim Bob, and Elizabeth. Is it Daisy May, Caroline, or Olivia?
I think it's Olivia.
Olivia, the Waltons. Woo. That's correct. Thelma, Michael, and JJ. Georgia, Florida, or Caroline?
Florida.
It is Florida. Good times. Betty, Bud, and Kathy. Is it Judith, Margaret, or Ellen?
I think it's Margaret.
It's Margaret from Father Knows Best. You win, my friend.
Woo!
Ashley, tell Roger what he won.
A brand new... I don't know.
Yeah. We're going to find something in somebody's office before we leave for you, Roger.
What did I get? Like three or four wrong, I think.
Yeah, I think you did.
That was pretty good. Wow.
I think you did. Very good. 630 says Alice and Janney, Bonnie from Mom, Harriet Nelson, a couple bodies from Mom on here, too. So there you go. Happy Mother's Day. We'll be right back.